Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
How would you answer this? Is it all right for a husband to lie to his wife to protect her? Or should he tell her how bad things really are? Is honesty always the best policy? What would you say? In the 9th chapter of Joshua, the writer tells how the Gibeonites made a covenant with Joshua and the Israelites. And one of the provisions of the covenant or treaty was that Israel would not go to war against them. Well, this was well and good. But when the king of Jerusalem heard about it, he was not very happy. So Adonizedek, the king of Jerusalem, rounded up 4 kings from the neighboring city-states and decided to do battle with the Israelites in the Valley of Gibeon. The 5 kings and their armies didn't fare very well because the Lord was on Joshua's side. You have to have a pretty long arm to fight God. And the kings decided it was safer to run than fight. Here's the record. And it was told Joshua, saying, "The 5 kings are found hid in a cave at Makeda." And Joshua said, "Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it to keep them. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies." Later, Joshua brought them out of the cave and made them a visual exhibition to the people by putting his foot on the neck of each and saying, "This is what God is going to do with the rest of our enemies." Then he proceeded to execute them. 5 kings in a cave. If allegorizing a passage of scripture bothers you, understand on occasion it's acceptable. I can't resist the temptation to draw some parallels to 5 enemies of the home and family today and deal with them as Joshua did his enemies, convinced that 5 attitudes or behavior traits are enemies to happiness in our homes. 5 kings in the cave of your thinking. 1, dishonesty. 2, discourtesy. 3, deceit. 4, disbelief. And 5, discouragement. Let's start with the first one, dishonesty. "How is business?" your competitor asks. And you, not wanting him to know how bad it really is, smile and say, "Oh, it's really quite good." Dishonesty may be masked in an attempt to save face, to keep your head high. Don't let anybody know how bad business is. So we come home and we try to maintain the same facade. Dishonesty is a real enemy, and one that has no place in the relationship of a Christian family. Nothing does more to destroy the very fabric of a marriage than the knowledge that you can't trust your husband or wife to tell the truth. "Oh, I'll be late for dinner tonight," a husband says going out the door. "Got a report to work on, and I'll be coming home as soon as I can." Does he mean it? Or rather, is he using that as a cloak of deception to hang out with somebody or do something he would prefer his wife didn't know about? The book of Revelation says bluntly, all liars will have their place in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. But counseling and working with couples for more than 40 years leads me to conclude that husbands who practice dishonesty will feel the heat a lot sooner than that which is described in the book of Revelation. There is a better way. It is the way of him who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Once you have made the decision to be absolutely honest, there should be no turning back. And again, consider Paul's words to the Colossians. "Don't lie to one another, since you have put aside that old self with its evil practice."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.